GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. We've launched the WVOMFM.com question of the day. We knew it wouldn't take long to catch fire on our Facebook page, and you see the question if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Will calling additional witnesses in President Trump's impeachment trial give each side the opportunity to fully and fairly present their case? That was the supposition raised by Maine Senator Susan Collins when announcing last night that she will vote in favor of calling additional witnesses. And that vote could come as early as, I don't know if it's going to be this morning, it's going to be this afternoon, right? Because they won't get together until like 1 this afternoon, George. I think it's 1 in this afternoon.
Well, unless there are some delays, which could happen with amendments, floor side, they could force this thing into the night, try to get it off TV, which I'll talk about in a second.
Well, you think that's, if you want to go down that road now before we get tied up with phone calls, but.
Well, Americans are tuning the trial out. That's what we know.
Who didn't see that coming?
Yeah, right. I mean, come on. We have 320 million people or so in the United States. Nielsen is the Cadillac of television.
Ratings,
yeah. I guess. Yeah. They can't find more than 4 million people who actually tuned in after the opening arguments. And that was on the three big networks. The only group that seemed to spike, and it was well below normal, was Fox News, the day that the Republican defense took over. They took a spike that day. But the Americans generally are tuned out.
Now,
and there's a reason why.
But let's hang on a second. I say this because I have a colleague downtown, and I look over, and he is, and I don't know what his news source is. We don't talk about politics downtown on purpose.
Yeah.
And when someone does, you know,
good idea.
People get up and walk away from the lunch table when it happens. But I look over, and I see this colleague watching coverage or listening to or watching the occasional video. And I wonder if people are listening to coverage as opposed to watching. Now, Nielsen is the same company now that does radio ratings and television ratings, but
basically, you know, the American public as a unit, not your friend who works with you, who's maybe hung up on. I mean, both of us know people who are sitting on the couch and they're treating like the Yankees against the Red Sox. You know, Americans collectively have been yawning over this. People who can't get politics out of their minds 24 hours a day are probably watching. But most Americans were not motivated by this thing. That's a simple fact. They weren't. And there's a reason why. They saw it in the beginning. They saw the end result at the beginning. In the House, they knew the Democrats had the votes to impeach. In the Senate, they knew they didn't have the votes to remove.
But
there is new here.
But they may certainly have the votes. And I don't know. It depends on which headline you look at, whether or not they have the necessary votes to call new witnesses or call additional witnesses.
I don't think they have the votes. And I think there's some posturing. Personally, it's just me personally, some posturing to do some CYA. But
Well, here's Senator Collins' statement that came out at what time? 10:52 last night. We have heard the cases argued and the questions answered in keeping with the model used for the impeachment trial of President Clinton. At this point, senators are able to make an informed judgment about what is in dispute and what is important to the underlying issues. I worked with colleagues to ensure the schedule for the trial included a guaranteed up or down vote on whether or not to call witnesses. I believe hearing from certain witnesses would give each side the opportunity to more fully and fairly make their case, resolve any ambiguities, and provide additional clarity. Therefore, I will vote in support of the motion to allow witnesses and documents to be subpoenaed. If this motion passes, I believe that the most sensible way to proceed would be for the House managers and the president's attorneys to attempt to agree on a limited and equal number of witnesses for each side. If they can't agree, then the Senate could choose the number of witnesses. So, and I saw someone had posted this on social media last night. Democrats want 19 additional witnesses? Great. Then President Trump can call 19 additional witnesses. Let's work to see it fair. Let's work to see it equitable. And I think that's effectively what Senator Collins is asking for here, or suggesting.
There's only one problem with it. The end result has already been decided.
Amen, brother.
So this is not the Clinton. This is for the American public. This is not the Clinton trial, the impeachment.
And one big difference between the two?
Sex.
Clinton faced felonies.
Well,
Trump doesn't.
It was a sexy thing. It was Monica. It was all of that time. This has none of that in it, at least so far. The Democrats once flirted with impeaching George W. Bush, and then they said, no, we better not try that. And the reason they didn't want Dick Cheney. But now...
And they want Pence?
And they don't want Pence either.
You see,
I don't know where they went with this.
And by the way, we've never talked about this, and it's Friday. No one listens to this. I thought that if the Democrats really were looking to oust Trump, they would have already lined up and been taking shots at Pence in order to see him removed, okay? But I haven't seen that.
They knew they could never remove Trump because they never had the votes. So Pence... There's no support for Pence. Look, the ratings tell you everything in the American public. American public isn't stupid.
But I do go back to the Clinton impeachment. He faced, I don't know how many felonies.
Well, he was.
But none of Trump's charges are felonies. And there's quite a difference. We know that in covering court cases in our own backyard. If it's a misdemeanor, okay. If it's a felony,
you know, okay. This is not Great Britain where they've had some salacious things go on in their government from time to time. The Trump impeachment trial suffers from the fact that the central topic is foreign policy. It's the Ukraine. For most people, they say what? Yeah.
No, listener, just by 11. Clinton faced 11 felonies. Right. Okay. Caller, hello. The George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Will calling additional witnesses in President Trump's impeachment trial give each side the opportunity to fully and fairly present their case?
Good morning, George and Rick. Happy Friday.
And to you.
I've been listening intently. I believe that any senator could sit in that room for 10 days or whatever it's been and actually vote to have more of this circus go on. It is blatantly obvious that Trump was doing his job. And I can't believe that any senator would want to listen to any more of the House managers read off a script. It's all a sham, and I'm hoping that they do not have the votes. I hope they acquit. Thank you, guys. Keep it going.
Thank you. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. Thanks for dialing in. He's George Hale. I'm Rick Tyler. Our question of the day, will calling additional witnesses in the impeachment trial give each side the opportunity to fully and fairly present their case? What are you thinking?
Good morning, Rick. Jeez, I think that first woman hit it right on the head. I don't have to say a thing, I guess. But what I will say is that I think this impeachment trial started 3 years ago. And then right during the midterm election, when all these famous women won Congress, what did they say? I can't even say it on the radio. Maybe you guys can. Keep it going.
You notice that the past two callers both ended their call with keep it going. Caller, hi, GHRT. Let's go for the trifecta. Caller, hi. Will calling additional witnesses in President Trump's impeachment trial give each side the opportunity to fully and fairly present their case? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking I was informed that the witnesses aren't under oath. So how will that help anyone?
1-800-966-1039.
Be under oath.
This person writes to us. My wife is not happy that she can't watch her bold and beautiful.
Well, that's an interesting comment because I gave you the TV rating. American soap operas are not at their zenith right now. They have audience, but it's that era has kind of passed. They're still on, but they don't get great numbers. But the Senate trial to remove the president from office is getting fewer viewers than the soaps get.
This person writes, when the House was running the kangaroo court, why didn't they call all the witnesses they wanted to call and then provide that information to the Senate? I think someone would say, well, we didn't know what Bolton's book was going to say. I have a conspiracy theory about Bolton. Yeah. I think Bolton's ready. He put that in there and he's ready to be called. And when he gets in there, he's going to blow the lid off this whole thing in favor of President Trump.
Well, I've said all conspiracy the way along theory. The Democrats have gambled is that Bolton will give them what they want, but he's not going to be there. The Nielsen ratings simply tell the story. About 4 million people out of 320 million have paid any attention to it at all. About 11 million usually watch the soaps or something like that. The Americans have been yawning at this for one simple reason. People who get deeply involved in the politics back and forth, left and right, are not Joe Sixpack or his wife. Most Americans are not motivated by foreign policy and things like that. Now, the Clinton one, which had higher ratings, what did it have?
A blue dress.
A blue dress, had sex.
A cigar.
Now we're fighting over who did what, who said what, who held the money out.
Allegedly.
And there's another key, and I'll leave the result to you. Where's the stock market during all of this? If this was a real panic in America, where would the stock market
How's your 401k doing?
Right.
Henry's email in a moment. He's one of our pen pals writing us in the McLaughlin Seafood inbox. But first, caller, hi, it's the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Will calling additional witnesses in President Trump's impeachment trial give each side the opportunity to fully and fairly present their case? What are you thinking?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're okay. How about you?
Good, man. Hey, it's Friday and some people are listening. Don't worry. I just think at this point in the process, I think it's pretty clear. I think most senators should have a clear understanding of how they can make a decision. You know, as the other caller said, this is definitely an act and a show and a charade all leading up to 2020. And unfortunately, I think Senator Collins is, trying to be, you could use the term bipartisan, but I think in that approach or to be the independent, you know, the fair, balanced one, she's going to go ahead and say, you know, let's see more witnesses, these things. But like you said, man, I think the results are already clear, and I don't think this process has been legit from the start. So, hey, keep it going.
Thank you. Oh, another keep it going. That's three. We need to keep it total. We promised that we'd read this note from Henry, our pen pal.
You've got mail.
Writing into the McLaughlin Seafood inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Hi, George and Rick. I've been listening to the hearings off and on all along. History in the making, no matter what your politics are. I think many people in my age bracket, my 70s, are paying attention. But millennials, who should be paying attention, are oblivious. As comedian Lewis Black so tartly observes, millennials whine and complain, but don't even vote. Caller, hi. I think you might get the last word here. Do you think calling additional witnesses in President Trump's impeachment trial will give each side the opportunity to fully and fairly present their case?
Absolutely not. This has been a witch hunt since day one. Let's take a look at back when Clinton was being impeached. He lied under oath, and there has been nothing like that with this impeachment. This is absolutely a farce. It's horrible to see, and I'm just disgusted with it. Thank you. Keep it going.
Why don't we just end on this note?
C flat.
Okay. The House did their thing. The Senate's going to do their thing. We know what the result is. The American people have a chance to render a verdict on the president and the administration in less than a year.
Are you talking about the vote?
Are you talking about
the election?
I am.
This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.